Hey, look, Johnny, master of the seas. You know what I admire about Johnny is that he has been a fisherman all his life, and that never stopped him from learning and wanting to make a better life for himself. Even when he not casting his nets, Johnny listening to his lessons, you know, taking in some podcasts right on his headset. Why? Because there are lots of ways to learn even by simply listening.
Johnny boy, you know what really happened to Boise and Mitra Thursday? Them boys had been real nervous. They was missing for hours, boy. I hear the engine break down on them.
I keep telling them fellas, they have to know something about them outboard engines if they're going out to sea.
But them fellas say there's no mechanic, there's only fishermen.
No, boy. Learning about how to troubleshoot your engine is very important for every fisherman who's going out to sea. Because sometimes, it could be minor things that could cause your engine to break down. And you get stranded out there for days.
So what kind of things we should know that would cause your engine not to start?
Well, it could be several things. But let's start with the easiest thing first. It could be a fuel problem.
What kind of fuel problem?
Well, first you have to ask yourself, do you have enough fuel for the trip and extra fuel just in case? If you have enough fuel, the next thing you have to check is the primer bulb for cracks or any kind of damages, because the problem might be right there. The third thing you must do is to check the fuel line for leaks. And the last thing you must do when dealing with your fuel system is to check if the fuel filter has water, because that too will make your engine not start.
So after I do all that and my engine still ain't start, what I have to do next?
Well, you must go to the electrical system. Check that out. See if you have any loose wires or damaged wires, as any problems could prevent the engine from starting.
So what next I have to check?
You need to look at your spark plugs and make sure you don't have any corrosion. If your spark plugs corroded, you need to clean them and try restarting the engine again. Finally, if you're still not able to start your engine, you need to check your plug caps.
I didn't know that is all that I had to learn before I go out to sea, you know. I can't wait to tell Mitra and Boise, because I sure them fellas ain't know nothing about that.
Well, that ain't all you need to know. But when it comes to engine maintenance, I'll just give you a few tips, but there's a lot more you need to know.
This thing had me real interested, boy. I really want to know some more, you know. But Johnny, how come you know all them things, boy?
I went to the Caribbean Fisheries Training and Development Institute to learn about engine maintenance. And I would recommend anybody who wants to go fishing should go down to that school and get some training.
That is a good idea.
But remember what I tell you today. To check for when your engine can't start, first, check your fuel system. And then check your electrical system to make sure that there's no problem there. Next time, we'll talk a little bit more about other things that could go wrong with your engine.
So you hear that, people? Johnny is a real boss with emergency maintenance. Come cast your nets with Johnny, master of the seas, for just 5 precious minutes and walk away with valuable tricks of the trade to last a lifetime.
This series, Podcasting in Your Nets, is brought to you by the Distance Learning Secretariat of the Ministry of Science, Technology and Tertiary Education in collaboration with the Caribbean Fisheries Training and Development Institute. Ministry of Science, Technology and Tertiary Education, creating a culture of lifelong learning.